This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with Juz 3 of our daily tafsir of a Juz a day. Alhamdulillah, we've arrived at the third Juz, which is near the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, and it begins on the very first section with the greatest ayah of the Qur'an as attested to by the Prophet ﷺ, Ayatul Kursi. It also mentions in this particular ayah Allah's greatest name, as is stated by some of the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, that it's mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, and that name many of the ulama allude to as being Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately after Ayatul Kursi, Allah speaks about three important stories, one after another, without a break between them. The first story is of Ibrahim alayhi salam and al-Namrud, a man who thought that he had power that nobody could surpass, a man who thought he could give life and death, and Ibrahim contests him and says, bring the sun from the west instead of it rising from the east. Fabuhit, he's unable. The third story is of Al-Uzayr, it's claimed, who was one of the prophets of Allah, who came and saw the destruction of Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem. And he said, "Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allah? How can this village, this city be brought back to life? It was so thriving with faith, and it's been destroyed by these aggressors." And Allah put him to death for 100 years, and when he woke up, Allah had shown him that the city had reignited itself and came to faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our brothers and sisters in Al-Quds his assistance. Allahumma ameen. Number three is the story of Ibrahim once again asking Allah to show him with his own eyes how he will bring the dead to life. Not because he doesn't have faith, but because he wants to have an instinct in his heart that solidifies his heart with greater and greater iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to chop up the birds and call them from their various mountain tops after he has scattered them as a sign of Allah's ability. Soon after, Allah then speaks about charity. And of course, that's to show you that I'm the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in control of everything. I bring the dead to life, I control that which is animate and inanimate, and I'm the one who can bring from where you think nothingness something. So therefore, don't look at your money in the way that shaitan seeks to frame it. Ash-shaytan ya'idukum al-faqr. Shaitan invites you and calls you to a belief that wealth will be deprived when you share it. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who calls us to his generosity and being. And therefore, that's a very, very important statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will give us greater than what we have given. And that's a message that is instilled in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then begins to speak about financial responsibility. And once again, he speaks about the deadliness of riba and the immorality of usury and pinning on people under who have borrowed from us wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about charity and giving people good loans. So being generous in charity is one thing, but also being generous in loaning people money, expecting its return, also earns you a spiritual blessing and an increase in the barakah that you have been provided. Allah speaks about writing down our debts, and the longest ayah in the Quran is the second last page of Surah Al-Baqarah, where we're ordered, فَاكْتُبُوا, write down all of your financial transactions and bring witnesses to it. And therefore, financial issues have a great precedence in Surah Al-Baqarah. Then there's a transition into Surah Ali Imran after the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, highlighting that the Sahaba passed the test, that the message of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is to submit unquestionably to Allah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah promises, I will never bear a soul more than it can withstand. And those last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah are the greatest sources of protection for a believer when they recite it with that intention. Alif Lam Mim, Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Surah Ali Imran, the third chapter of the Quran, begins with Allah's greatest name. And in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that name is found in Al-Baqarah, Ali Imran, and Taha. And therefore the ulama assume it is Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum, because those two words in parallel are found in nowhere else except in those three surahs. The Quran, Surah Ali Imran, begins with it being set as that it is a furqan. وَأَنزَلَ الْفُرْقَانِ, that the Qur'an was sent as a criterion, as a veil between right and wrong, as a separation of truth and falsehood. Soon after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Bani Israel by mentioning his favor upon their ancestry. And Allah speaks about the mother of Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Mary, the mother of Jesus alayhi salam. And Allah uses this story of Hinna bint Faqud asking for a child in a miraculous way. She's old, she can't have children anymore. I just want one more, oh Allah, because I will dedicate him. She wanted a son in service to you to be an inheritor of his father, Amram or Imran, to be a prophet of God. And of course, she discovers that it's a female, and it's almost as if she looked down on it. And in this ayah, Allah says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Doesn't she understand, and don't you understand, that a male could never reach the level of a female? May Allah honor our mothers, daughters, and sisters. Allahumma ameen. In the story of the mother of Maryam also shows the hope of the future and trying to be a person who looks forward and not just beneath our feet. Also, we see Allah transitions into a discussion about the importance of understanding that faithfulness is Islam, is submission to Allah. It's not the word Islam as a religion, but it's that concept of submission to Allah. Inna dina indallahi al-Islam. The only thing accepted by God is submission to Him. And that was the submission of Moses, Jesus, all of the patriarchs and prophets who preceded you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all called to one thing, which is Tawheed. And Allah continues in this segue, that do not be from those who have this concept that anyone who's different to you is not righteous. And Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ. You will see, O Muhammad, in your dealings and O nation, that there are people from Bani Israel, people from the people of the book, the scriptures, the Jews and the Christians, who if you were to give them as an amount of money and ask them to return it, يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ, they are trustworthy and noble in that. And there are others from amongst them who if you were to give them greater or less, they would betray you. Meaning, don't generalize. Not everyone is the same. And if you don't want people to generalize on you and stereotype you, don't do the same. And that's found in verse number 75, near the closing of the juz. Finally, Allah ends the juz by saying, discussing الربانيين. وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. Allah calls us to being godly in our conduct, to being those who seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming in a state where we seek to take on the divine traits of Allah in our life, to being Rahman as we seek Allah to be Ar-Rahman to us, to be kind and merciful to others if we want that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, Allah brings to an end the discussion in the juz. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us energy and time to continue with the whole Qur'an. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with the Juz a Day. This was Juz number 3. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.